Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Matter of Opinion. Today we have a special episode. We're doing a collaboration with Ryan Hodge from RyanHodgeBooks.com, and definitely check out his podcast every Wednesday night, 7 p.m., the Level Up series. It's definitely something you want to look into. It tells you how to level up. They tackle a lot of issues and how to break the cycle nowadays of a lot of the issues going on, especially in the Black community. I'm Walls P.
It's your boy, Rated Dawn. And just to piggyback off my man's, definitely check out his book, Reverse World Power. It's an amazing book.
Yeah,
great author, definitely read it.
Yep, we did a review on it. You could click this link right here so you could check it out. So I'll leave the floor to you, Mr. Ryan Hodge.
Hey, like I always say, man, I appreciate your platform, man, because y'all doing big things. So
thanks.
We definitely need more of it. So glad to have y'all. So with that being said, thanks for having me, man. And yeah, I'm Ryan Hodge. If you want to check out my website, it's RyanHodgeBooks.com.
Yep.
I write novels, man, erotic romance. They already mentioned Reverse World Power, which is historical science fiction with almost a flip of the world, we'll call it. Some street books with some advice on how to just be better, but I use my characters to bring it to light. So a lot of different things up there, man. Then we got this Level Up show. It's called Level Up Podcast. So it's really just a simple thing. A lot of everyday problems that's plaguing our communities, man. So I've been saying this stuff for forever, and I have conversations with people just regularly. So I figured I'd just put on a platform and just kick it, man, and see if we could raise each other to another level, man. So that's the whole point of the Level Up show. So yeah, man, RyanHodgeBooks.com, and check me out.
And everybody, the link will definitely be in the description. And just to piggyback off what you said, we definitely need shows like that where we got to level up and tackle the everyday things that's going on in our community. I definitely check his show every Wednesday at 7 p.m. So ladies and gentlemen,
hindsight.
Yeah. The link will be in the
description.
The link will be in the description. Yeah, I'm going to put everything in the description. So definitely check it out. Set an alarm, whatever the case may be. That's what I personally do. I set an alarm, set it up as Ryan Hodge Level Up, and I tune in. And you could get an app. I'll put the app in the description. Set your alarm, and boom, you're ready to go.
So that's what we're talking about. We're always talking about collaboration being better. So we're here for it today. So let's introduce today's topic, man. It's on you, Walls P. Get it for us.
All right, yeah. So today's topic is basically on making snitching cool. And for me personally, I don't see why we need to make snitching cool, so to say, because a lot of us are law-abiding citizens. And if you're a law-abiding citizen, why are you living by a street code of no snitching? And see, the thing is with that no snitching, I think it start off as a child. You get what I'm saying? Like, I had brothers and sisters growing up. So whenever one of us do something, it's more so, yo, don't tell mom and dad. Everybody's looking out for each other. No snitching. So if you grow up with that mentality of no snitching, you're thinking, hey, don't be a tattletale, so to speak. And even when you transfer that to school, somebody do something, you tell the teacher, oh, you a little tattletale. So once you get teased on, picked on, eventually you start building the narrative of being a tattletale is being a snitch. But that's not the original meaning of being a snitch. See, the snitching term started where you had people who were doing crimes together, and then to reduce their sentence, they would snitch on the other person. Or if they selling drugs on a corner or something like that, the other guys are outselling them, so they go snitch to the cops to eliminate the competition. You get what I'm saying? So we basically keep building this narrative of a street code that none of us live by, especially, like I said, law-abiding citizens, and turn it into our own narrative, so to speak. So I believe if we want to change that narrative, hey, start telling. You see, you live in a nice community, you see people in there, hey, start calling the cops, get everybody, get a neighborhood watch, whatever. Start calling whoever you need to call. And another thing too, I understand people are scared of blowback when it comes to snitching, like, hey, it might be retaliation. I understand that 100%. But what a lot of people don't know is you got a hotline that you could call. You just type in a code, whatever, you drop whatever information, type in a code. Once you give them that code, whatever, and they make the arrest, when you call back and get that code, guess what? You get paid for it, depending on whatever it is, you know, however much of the, you know, helping them solve the case or whatever, however much it is or whatever. But yeah, you got those type of things that you could do. And guess what? If the whole community is basically ratting out who's the poison that's coming into their environment, what they gonna do, retaliate on everybody? Nah, I don't really think it works that way. Let's think about it. Yeah. If you live in a neighborhood, right? And we all were wild kids when we were younger, right? So if you knew somebody or a student or a neighbor, whatever the case may be, that whatever you do to them, they're gonna tell, what did we do? We stayed away from that kid. We stayed away from doing anything to that adult or whatever the case may be, because it's like, yo, you do something, you know they're gonna call the cops. So you have a different approach. So if we establish the snitching is cool method, people are gonna have like kind of a pause when it comes to, yo, don't go in that neighborhood, yo, because if you do, they're gonna call the cops. They're gonna come quick, fast, in a hurry. Even now in Jersey, Essex County, East Orange, that's the place you don't want to go, be the cops, because the cops are on it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, we got to stop trying to indoctrinate this no snitching code. And even with my kids now, I remember one time me and my kid's mom, we talked about my son not having no McDonald's or whatever, right? So one day I pick him up from school and we driving by McDonald's, whatever. And I forgot what I said to him, but I said something about McDonald's, like, yo, you know, we can't have it, whatever. And he was like, yeah, mom and grandma got me McDonald's just the other day. I said, word. You got you McDonald's the other day? I was like, oh, okay. Thank you for telling me. I was like, you know what? Matter of fact, since you told me, you could have whatever you want as far as to eat. Daddy got you. I was like, going forward, if you come to me and tell me, guess what? You'll be rewarded. So that conversation that I had with him, making him know, like, hey, you tell daddy what it is, don't let me have to find out, and there'll be a reward system behind it. That basically translated now where if something happens, he's quick to tell. He's quick to tell what happened. And I remember one time when he was with his siblings and something happened, and one of them was like, don't tell daddy, don't say anything. He came and told me. So I quickly corrected it. Now that is corrected, and they see his path of, you know, letting it be known anything that happens. Guess what? They're following the trend.
Yeah.
And the reason why I put the risk reward, like the reward system in, where it's like, hey, if you tell me, it's going to be, number one, it's going to be less of a punishment. And number two, you might get rewarded, because guess what? If somebody do something to you, you go call the cops or whatever the case may be. Guess what your reward is? You get justice for whatever that person did. Right. So there's a reward system, no matter how you slice it, when it comes to telling on these bad apples to clean our communities, because that's what it's about, cleaning our communities. And if nobody is doing anything to try and clean it, guess what? It's just the infestation is just going to keep growing.
Right. See, man. And I want to start with the word snitching and how it sounds anyway.
Yeah.
When you start the word snitching, it's almost you're throwing a negative connotation towards it from the beginning.
That's true. And I agree. Really,
the word snitching, like I said, it's meant to kind of make it derogatory, but it's really not snitching. If I'm terrorizing my community with my people around, especially, and then the term is called snitching to kind of keep people away from doing it, like I said, to make it negative, it's not really snitching. You're actually protecting your community.
That's true.
That's really what you're doing. It's not snitching when I'm trying to make sure that my kids have a safe place to grow up in. So we need to start right there with exactly what is snitching. And to allude back to what you said. Yeah. Two criminals. We both commit a robbery. I get caught. You don't. And now I'm sitting in front of the man and I tell on you. Yeah, that's snitching. No doubt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we both knew the consequences of our actions. And you told. That's a snitch. And I give you a story from my child as well. So it was me and my two brothers, right? So middle of the night, my mom's had went out, but she said before she left, we couldn't have any more fruit. We had eaten dinner, snack, whole nine. She said, you y'all good for the night. Don't have to grub.
Yeah, y'all so went anyway, in.
Of course. Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, joke, we start getting hungry again.
Yeah.
Mom Duke said, don't touch anything. Cause we know we were broke coming up. So, you know, she's kind of got all this stuff kind of calculated throughout the month, eat this per day, that per day to kind of stretch it out. So we can make it till the next time we read up.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, my oldest brother, he's like, yo, I'm hungry, about to get an apple. Bruh goes to the fridge, get an apple. So then I'm the youngest of my brother. So my next in line brother, he got an Apple II and brought me one.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time we had bunk beds. So me and my brother that's nearest my age, we were sleeping in the bottom bunk. I'm sorry, the top bunk.
Okay.
And then my oldest brother was on the bottom bunk by himself. Yo, as luck would have it, Mom Dukes came home.
Oh, wow.
While we're eating an apple. Like the timing on it is crazy.
Yeah.
She goes in my sister's room, makes sure she's good. Then she comes in to check on me and my two brothers. So my oldest brother was a little bit slow with getting rid of the apple. He got it under his pillow. Mom Dukes sees the apple under his pillow. She starts spazzing, like, mm-hmm. yo, I told you don't touch the apples, da da da, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know what he get? You know what he blurts out? He like, yo, Boom and Dewey got an apple too.
I knew it.
You already know. That's a snitch.
Yes.
That's what a snitch is.
Yeah.
And for the people who are the colluders of the criminal act, that's why they frown upon it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were in this together. We knew what it was, the risk that is associated with what we were doing. You need to keep your mouth shut. Don't snitch on me because you got caught and I didn't. Cool. But as far as, like you said, I'm a law-abiding community member. I pay my taxes, go to work, go get some grub, throw something on the grill, and I'm just chilling. And while I'm in the backyard grilling one day, I see Craig run past and shoot three people.
Yeah.
And then I call the police and tell on Craig, you're telling me I'm a snitch? No, I'm not no snitch. It's exactly. Not a snitch. I'm trying to protect my community. And we owe that to each other to protect our community members, because all of these other outside influences that are against us, we at least got to be for ourselves.
Exactly. Yep. And you know what, too, what people don't realize is you as a law-abiding citizen who pay your taxes, that's basic, like the police are basically your insurance policy. That's like right. saying if somebody come rob your house, you like, nah, I ain't gonna call insurance. No, you pay into it, so that's your recourse.
Absolutely.
That's their sole purpose.
But you know what's funny though? You got people out here that sell drugs and stuff snitching on each other now for the money.
Yeah.
You got out here. Matter of fact, I think who said it last time we talked to them? I think it was Strategic.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, a friend of our show. He said he's a New York cop, and he said that the most of their tips on drug dealers come from the drug dealers.
Word.
Yeah, to eliminate the competition.
And they're doing it for the wrong reason. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, if it gets drugs off the streets, maybe it's cool in that regard. But I mean, I'm dirty and I want to continue being dirty. So I tell them the other cat who's dirty to help me continue being dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, yo, listen, and I'm going to go as far as this, man. If you're polluting your community, where your seeds are at and other people's seeds, which means you're going to help the property value go down.
Businesses
are going to leave. Listen, you got your neighborhood under siege. And to
exactly.
me,
exactly.
You're actually worse than, we'll just say, the white guy who is the politician making all these laws that hinder black people.
Yeah.
You are really worse than that person. That racist cat, you're worse than a racist.
Yeah.
You're polluting your community and
yep. Because
little kids from being able to play outside. You're worse than anybody.
Because that's a direct line of affecting you. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like politicians right. just put up like broad, you know, broad laws and stuff like that. But that broad law might not affect you. But when right. you have the person in the community directly affecting you, that's a worse situation. And what do we always say? In order for you to make a change, you have to start with your home, then your community.
Right.
Because that's in direct proximity.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And the thing that I love that you said was the fact that the term snitching, they look at it as a negative, which makes people say, yeah, I'm staying away from that negative kind of snitch. So that hit the nail on the coffin, because you're right. Anytime somebody paints something as a negative, people want to stay away from it.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's kind of like mentally brainwashing you. And the funny thing is that those criminals be like, do these people not realize they're not snitching?
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
You get what I'm saying?
They're do like, they not realize that I'm a terrorist. Really?
Yeah.
But
first of all, the most respected cat in any of our neighborhoods is the dude who's willing to cause the most havoc.
Yep.
If you go to our hood, North Elizabeth, wherever, I bet you the most respected cat in that city's history is the dude that will kill somebody,
yep,
beat somebody up, kick him in the face, run him over, just does not care. That's the most respected cat in our neighborhood. Yeah.
And it's supposed to be the most successful cat, the one that, you absolutely know, made those millions, whatever, absolutely, by hard work, grinding.
No doubt.
I mean, you had one of the most successful black mafia gangsters, Frank Luca, wrote a book after he got out of prison, telling these people, these young cats out here, like, this not the way. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's,
yeah,
like,
right,
for you to have one of the most powerful black men in the history of the United States of America, who ran the drug game. Like, the Italian mafia used to buy drugs from this man.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
for him to come out, write a book, and say, this is not the way. This street life is not going to lead you to anything successful. You know what I'm saying?
You got to know the element of truth in that.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I know this is kind of like going like off topic a bit, but it's more so recourse on how to fix the problem. I think the thing is, man, a lot of these cats now who are in the street life, they have no code of ethics. Because think about it. Boom, when we was little kids, man,
right,
when you saw somebody who was like living the street life and stuff like that, they would be like, yo, young kid, yo, stay in school. Don't be
stay
like
school.
You get what I'm saying? Now go on, Ray.
The old heads would be like, yo, this don't see what I'm doing, don't do this.
Yeah. But now this new breed, mm-hmm, yo, they, if a kid comes to them and be like, yo, I want to live that life, they recruiting them. It's like the movie, it's like the movie Blood Diamond, when they was recruiting the kids at a young age, brainwashing them. Back then, if you wanted to go live that life, them old jokers would be like, no, you're not doing it. I see your mother busting her butt to work to put food on the table. You better not be in the room. Better not be in the streets. I see you in the streets, I'm going to kick you behind. Yeah, and then they'll tell your parents. They'll tell your parents. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, man, it's a new breed of criminals nowadays.
Right.
Even the code of ethics where, remember, it was a law if you see the person who you got beef with, they're with a child or a girl or something, it's like, yo, save this for another time. You saved on this one.
Yeah.
Now they don't care. Yo, a woman could just give birth in the backseat of her car. They don't care. They spraying up.
They gonna run up on the car right then.
Yep.
But see, it all lends itself to slide us back to the topic at hand with snitching.
Exactly.
It all lends itself to, when you let one cancer infect your neighborhood, it grows the other cancers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start saying snitching is taboo, as we'll call it, they call it snitching. Since snitching is taboo, that means you have to let illegal activity happen in your community.
Exactly.
And then once you let that happen, then you can let anything else happen. Everything becomes fair game at the point when you let one thing happen. So if I got cancer in my fingernail and I let it linger, it's going to be cancer in my finger, then my wrist, then my arm, and then before you know it, the whole body is cancerous. So so that's why we need to stop right here with the snitching. Yo, we need to eliminate the word snitching and stop acting like it's a negative thing. No, exactly. I'm protecting my community.
Exactly.
If I got property in this neighborhood, I'm protecting my property and my property value, which means I'm protecting my money. I'm protecting my kid's legacy.
Yep.
And the overall future of my people is connected to this neighborhood as well. So no, snitching, I don't even like that word anymore, man.
Yeah, yo, that's an excellent point. We definitely need to get rid of it. And if we're not going to get rid of it, so to speak, because, you know, some people have caused a pause, like, nah, the word is there. Kind of like the N-word, how people rebranded it, you know, and made it. It's basically it sticks or whatever. So if we're going to make it stick, then guess what? Make it a positive term. Don't make it something negative. You hear what I'm saying? Make it, you better snitch. Glorify it. Hey, hell, I might get a shirt that says snitching is cool across the chest and keep it moving. You get what I'm saying? So that's the thing with us, man. Like, we glorify bad behavior and stuff like that. Yeah, we glorify the wrong things.
And but you know, a lot of these young cats, they listen to these rappers nowadays, these rappers who get paid by the industry to spread the negativity about snitching and you know, the positivity about selling drugs and beating on women and all that other stuff. Like, I forget what little rapper came out the other day with a song. I think it was Lil Durk, but it just made no sense to me, bro. It was just talking about, oh, let me slap the I can't say the curse because, you know.
Yeah, but you know what I'll say to that, though? People know it's entertainment, but they just choose to glorify it. They know rappers aren't going around killing people and doing all this stuff like that. So they just use it, you know, they just like choose to glorify it and make it become cool. Because a lot of the rappers will tell you, yo, this ain't the lifestyle I'm living. Like,
yeah, I rap like most about of these rappers this. That talk gangster talk, they be sitting down eating Sunday ice cream with their family.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know,
man.
And you know what's crazy before you go boom? The funny thing is that these rappers are the one, if somebody robbed them, who are they calling?
The police. That's a fact. Matter of fact, it was one artist that was on tour with Eminem, right? This is a while back when B12 was on tour, and he was an opening act, and I forget his name off the top of my head, but anyway, so he was telling this news article a story, right? So one night they did a show or whatever. I think they were in Chicago or whatever. They did a show, and two guys in masks came into through the back entrance where they were all hanging out at, you know, where they got their own private rooms or whatever.
Yeah.
And they basically were shooting BB pellets. The first thing they did was hit the floor and call the cops.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
See, you know what I'm saying? See, at that point, it's called calling the cops.
Yeah.
At that point, it's called letting the people who get paid to do their jobs, let them do their job.
Yeah.
See, now part of this comes from when I got too much to lose, that's when I want to call the cops.
Yes.
Because, and that's what we need to be striving to have in our communities. One of the reasons why I'm not going, yo, somebody bashed my car window and outside right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not running outside with the strap trying to lay him down.
No.
One, it's just not that important to me. But on top of that, I just got too much to lose.
Exactly.
All this work I've put in since I've been an adult will be down the drain in a second. So if you flip that to a lot of the situations in the hood, all jokers have to live for is their name.
That's true.
So if all you got to live for is your name, then you'll be quick to commit some sort of atrocious act to protect your name, which is further a cancerous act in our community.
And the reason why they do it is because they know nobody's going to tell.
Is going to say anything,
and that's the problem right there. If they know people are going to tell, if people know that they're going to tell, they know not to commit crimes in that neighborhood because the people are law-abiding citizens and they will take action by using their recourse, which is calling the police, which is the right thing to do.
But you know, you gotta also put a little bit of blame on the police for not cleaning up the communities because they know where the hot streets is, who's selling what, they know.
They like do.
Even in Newark, it's commonly known that certain streets are hot, that they sell drugs, that them boys be out there all day.
They do, but it doesn't mean that it's kind of like, if you know your girl is cheating, it doesn't mean you know every time that she's cheating.
Yeah,
right. You get what I'm saying.
If you know the street is got a hot presence, right?
Yeah,
you put some officers on that street to.
Yeah, you'll put officers, but let's be real. As soon as the boys in blue are gone, they're gonna act accordingly. As soon as the boys in blue are gone, that's when they're gonna come out and do what they do. But if they come out and do what they do, and you got somebody who's on neighborhood watch, because you can work with law enforcement. Hey, call them up. Hey, I see them dealing drugs or whatever. Keep an officer nearby. Once I see something going down, I'll call you guys. You could catch them in the middle of the act. Law enforcement will work with you like that. A lot of their crimes is solved from people by calling in. Tips.
Let's be for real here. So bang, with that same thing with Newark and they on the corner, right? If I went to I don't know if you're familiar with Sunny Side of Linden, but
yeah.
If I go to the Sunny Side of Linden and I'm standing across from, let's say, McManus or something, I don't know. And it's, let's, so Wally, instead of us chilling at Gates' house, all 15 to 20 of us or whatever, jump in the cars and go stand on the corner over by McManus. Right? We're going to go post up on the corner by McManus. Joker's out there, got a couple bottles, some Heineken, blacks, whatever Joker's is doing. Listen, it's not going to be the white neighbor who comes outside and says, guys, you need to leave this corner. No, she or he going to stay in their house. They can make a phone call like, hey, I got 20 guys. I don't know what they're doing standing on the corner. I need you to come check it out. So even in their community, it's the community that's alerting the police to the activity, and then they come out and clean it up. So the community people or the members are the ones who are in the neighborhood 24/7. So they're the ones who need to be the community watch, the at least the vigilantes of reporting. You ain't got to go outside and fight nobody and get them off the block, because that's going to come back to you. But no, we're in our communities 24/7, and we tend to always know what's going on. Somebody always sees something. You got to be the one, or we have to be the ones to say, hey, listen, I don't want this in my community. I'm making a phone call.
Go on. I was going to say. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I want you to finish.
They hit you with the, they be like, let's say, again, Craig is the one moving the weight. They be like, hey, Craig is doing what he got to do to survive. Craig is doing what he has to do to survive, but he's killing your neighborhood. Is not more, Craig is not more important than the community.
Exactly. I agree.
But then again, if we look at it, right, even if himself, all right, they moving drugs. They got to pay a supplier. They got to pay the big homie who owned the whoever they got to answer to, and then whatever little they left is basically like if they work a 9-to-5 at McDonald's. It don't make no sense, bro.
But it doesn't make sense, and we know that we know this. The chips are stacked against cats in the hood. But we see this cycle. This cycle of I'm gonna go move some weight. And I'm going to turn up in the hood for a year or two. Then I'm going to get indicted and be locked up for 5 or 6 years. Then the other cat takes my place, turns up for a year or two. Then he goes away. Then somebody else takes his place. Listen, that cycle has been going on for 30, 40, 100 years or whatever it may be.
Exactly.
So maybe it's time for somebody to do what other people have done. Because I'm going to just use Mexicans. Listen. Man, I'll see 100 Mexicans living in one apartment. You know what I'm saying? Maybe eight of them. And the eight of them, they just saying, listen, we're going to just get in here. We're going to work, save our money. Maybe they'll eventually buy the building they're living in. They'll pull up some family members from Mexico and repeat the cycle, man. That's better than me getting some drugs and flipping them for a couple seasons, poisoning my community, because you're not going to the white neighborhood selling no drugs.
Exactly.
You're going to poison your neighborhood and your people. So to me, if I'm sick and I want to get healthy, I got to get rid of what's making me unhealthy. I don't call that snitching.
It's not snitching. And this, and just to like frame it all up in a bow, pretty much, if you take the mentality of doing it like that, which is actually the correct way, people who don't really have that much financial struggle, so to speak, they're less likely to commit crimes. Like, statistically, that's fact. So if everybody's doing it the right way, that eliminates the whole cause of, hey, snitching, so to speak. Now, don't get me wrong. Crime is crime. There's always going to be crime here and there or whatever. Yeah, it's going to be there. But it's going to be way less than the way it is now. Like crime, like nowadays, when you turn on the news, it's crime. And it's a lot of it. It's a lot of it in our communities. And here's the thing. Since nobody is not saying anything, not calling the cops, people know that's a safe zone for them to commit crimes. So they're going to keep going back to that place and keep eating from eating there. Think of it. It's like cockroaches. If they know they have a source of food, they're going to keep going there. You know, so
Yeah, I still don't see cats going to Cranford.
Exactly. Yep. Or you don't see people going to Glen Ridge or Millburn.
Right.
Because they know you go to these places, that's your ASS.
Right. Yeah, they going to wing you soon as you cross the border. Like, yo, pull them over.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody's calling and you didn't do anything.
Exactly.
Yo, guess what? I'd rather that in our communities that jokers know that you're going to get pulled over and you ain't do nothing. Because guess what? If you realize that you're going to get pulled over and you ain't do nothing, you're going to say, this is a hot spot. Time to go somewhere else. It's just like this. In any hood, if somebody get, we're going to use our hood.
Yeah.
If somebody gets killed on the corner of Roselle Street and St. George Ave, let's just say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? The police going to be out there for the next 2 weeks.
Yes. Yes.
Because the block is hot right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's going, and I'll even use Lincoln Street.
Yeah.
Since that was a hot spot for moving back in the day. Nobody's on Lincoln Street for a while.
Yep.
Because there's too many cops out there for you to do anything.
Exactly.
So we need to make our whole neighborhoods hot spots. So we don't nobody want to do nothing.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Even though they're only out there for 2 weeks, soon as you start seeing people start coming back, that's when us as a community call the cops. I see them jokers out here again. Can y'all come, you know, check on them, see what's going on? That's it. Uh-huh. And after a while of this constantly happening, guess what? You're going to see it become a dead zone.
It's going to be a dead zone. Yep. We need to look at snitching in our neighborhoods like this. So bang, since we calling it snitch, like I said, I'm just using that because that's the term. But
exactly, garbage, exactly. Right?
So if my mom's got bodied in the street, they put her down, and I knew who did it, and I told the police, nobody would ever say I'm snitching.
Exactly.
Nobody be like, yo, he told on Craig and Craig killed him. I hear snitch. Nobody's ever gonna say that.
Exactly.
You know what they're gonna say? He did the right thing, because he's supposed to tell on dude who killed his mother if he knew who killed his mother.
Exactly.
He's supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We need to have that same intentionality when we find out jokers is basically murdering our communities.
Yeah.
And you're really gonna be the cause of more murders. Like we talking about one murder, somebody killed Craig or Craig killed Donna with it. That's one murder. But if you're talking about cats are continuously, every day, all day, terrorizing the community, they're actually directly or indirectly responsible for hundreds of murders.
Yeah.
And we talking about, and I might not even be talking about a physical murder like a death. I mean, like the drive for me to continue my education.
Yeah.
The opportunity for me to start a business in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The desire for me to try to thrive because the neighborhood is so corroded. I'm like, well, it's just, I am my neighborhood. So now I'm nothing.
There's so many ramifications
that come from that.
You know what I think it is? What I think it is people will say you did the right thing if, you know, somebody killed your mother or something like that. But when it comes to telling on people who's moving weight, people look at it, the way they kind of trick you mentality to make you think that it's negative is they come at the angle of, yo, you know, it's hard to get a job, whatever, yada, yada. You messing up my work, my flow. I got to get money to feed my kids, feed my family. You shouldn't, bro, especially right now during this pandemic, they paying people to come to work. So what's your excuse now? So what's your excuse? You know how many bonuses? Jobs are paying like through the roof right now to get people in. You're talking fast food joints is almost damn near almost $20. When has McDonald's and stuff been paying people $15 an hour?
Plus, they got a program now where they help the employees go to college.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? So
this
cleaning up the community, this should be the opportune time for us to clean up our communities and everything like that. So all this excuse of, hey, I'm doing it to make money and everything like that. Like you said, there's ways to go about it positively. And guess what? There won't be no need for snitching. We could do away with the word, and it's just more so doing the right thing to keep your community clean.
Yeah, and what have you done to reduce the need for so much money?
Exactly.
So I'm gonna spit this. I know this is off topic, but just to go with that point.
Yeah.
You say I gotta feed my family. Hey, yo, fam, you were struggling when you didn't have any kids because you didn't go to work. You weren't working when you had no kids.
Mm-hmm.
Then you dropped a seed, still wasn't working. You only had one though. You never got a job then. You were selling drugs then. Now you five kids later, and now you still trying to use the excuse of, yo, McDonald's ain't paying no money. I could get what they paying in the streets in an hour. But you're still stifling your future because you're going to jail.
Exactly.
You're eventually going to jail.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we got to get more into, let me just humble myself, collab with some other cats, because I'm big on collaboration because I see the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, he's struggling. You struggling. Hey, fam, y'all jokers need to get together and come about the struggle together.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what we got.
Yep.
But what's not working is us terrorizing our neighborhoods and then us allowing it. That's not
I agree. It's definitely not. That's why now you see, if your black owner owns a home, the property value automatically drops. The appraisal automatically drops. You get what I'm saying? It's affecting the real estate, like the real estate business, like dramatically. Yeah. Newark houses, whatever, you could buy them dirt cheap. Irvington houses, you could buy them dirt cheap. Right. Why? Uh-huh. Because we're letting the poison go through our community.
Definitely.
And we're doing nothing to clean it up.
Yeah, and that's why this conversation right here. I hope jokers are gonna tune in and take
exactly.
That's why this conversation is extremely important now and our futures, especially, you know, I don't have any kids, but our seeds, man, because we'll eventually be gone. In most cases, they are here when we're gone.
Yeah.
They're gonna inherit our poor decisions.
Yeah.
They're gonna inherit our rundown neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
While everybody else is still in their community flourishing.
Yeah.
So we're the only ones at a loss at the end of all of this.
Exactly.
And nobody else really cares.
Yeah, they don't.
Hey, let them stay over there and play gangster and snitches get stitches, run that nonsense while these jokers over here making sure when they pass on, they leaving their family members a house that was 80,000 when they bought it, and then by the time they passed, they joined 300,000.
And
that's what they're working on.
Go ahead, Ray. And just to piggyback off of that, like, you know, these jokers out here selling drugs or whatever, they fail to realize you don't got no pay stub. You don't pay no taxes on that money that you're making.
Right.
Now, when your child goes to apply to financial aid for colleges or for whatever trade school, whatever they want to go to, they gotta do that tax form where now they're gonna ask you, how much money did your parents claim last year? All that other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Now you're affecting them in certain aspects.
Yep. And another thing I want to say too, the fact that we're not cleaning up our communities, guess what? It make it even harder for us to get out of these bad communities. Why? Because when you try and move to a nice area, it's what are you doing here?
Right.
You hear what I'm saying? What are you doing here? Officer, I see a black man, or I see a Hispanic man moving into my, and you go over there and see. We just heard the story where the black real estate had a black family looking into that, like looking at a house or whatever. They called the cops.
Absolutely.
Cops gunpoint and everything. The man had to show his real estate license. So guess all of that trickles down and affect you one way or another. So even if you're like, you know what? It ain't my business. I ain't gonna say nothing. Eventually it's going to affect you. When you're trying to get out of that community, it's going to affect you, because guess what? If you're not doing nothing, then you basically fit the narrative. You're that's part of the problem that's going on.
Right.
And a lot of people is talking. How about we talk by doing the right thing, by picking up that phone and talking to who you need to talk to clean up the community.
Yeah, that's what I'm with, man.
Yeah.
Because this is far bigger than us. We got generations and generations coming after us, and we can't keep perpetuating this cycle.
Yeah.
Kids 5 years old talking about snitches get stitches. They don't even understand the concept.
They don't.
But they know the term. They know the phrase.
Yep.
And then they grow up into that same culture of actually, they're misconstruing what the message is.
Yep.
Because they just think talking to the police is taboo.
Yep.
Nah, that's definitely not the case. Because if you got an arson in your neighborhood and the jokers just an arsonist. I'm sorry. You got an arsonist in your neighborhood just burning up houses, and you see him. Well, you just gonna be quiet because you ain't supposed to talk to the police?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. That's... You gotta say something because this Joker gun literally burned down your community.
Yep, I agree, 100%, man.
Mm-hmm. Yo, hopefully, man.
Hopefully, Jokers listen to this stuff and find it as a means to level up, because we definitely need to end this cycle, man. 100%. We need to end this cycle.
Cats got valuable information on who bodied somebody, and everybody's mom's the word. But then it's kind of hypocritical too, because then after that person puts in the work over there, you like, hey, I'm just minding my business. Hey, I ain't even trying to be a part of it. And then next week, when that same Joker put in work on your family, now you trying to reach out to the community.
Yeah.
Somebody know something. Y'all know who did this. It ain't right. Y'all need to tell somebody. Come on, man.
Karma.
Right.
Karma.
Just last week. Didn't nobody know nothing about the thing last week.
Yep. So how do you expect them to come to your rescue?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And,
big facts.
And a good point you made before, like if, and again, like I said, we get rid of snitching, because the same way the N-word was taboo 100 years ago, and then now in more recent years, it's a term of endearment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people speak like that. We'd be like, what's up, my N-word? What's up?
Yeah.
That's a phrase, hug your boy up and everything.
Exactly. Well, exactly.
But shoot, if we flip that and we know where that originated, well, shucks, we might as well flip this thing too and make it something positive and clean up our situations, man.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And like I said, man, those who are law-abiding citizens looking to clean the neighborhood up, if they know the community is standing up to clean the neighborhood up, trust me, there's going to be no blowback, no recourse or whatever. And like I said, there's an anonymous number that you can call. Mm-hmm. Your name will never be out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you get paid for it. So who say snitching don't pay?
Right.
And you'll get paid for it. You get what I'm saying?
And I know some of y'all could need that extra $5,500, you know? You need it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Hey, man, listen, Crime Stoppers.
Yep.
Exactly.
Crime Stoppers. Just listen to what that said. And we the ones who need it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We the ones who need it.
Especially in our neighborhoods, man. We definitely need it, like 100%.
But you know what? You know what? Just thinking about it as well, just a little off topic, you know, a lot of reasons why in neighborhoods, people don't call the police or whatever, it's because they buying the drugs from those said people.
Yeah, they're part of the problem.
Yeah,
right.
They're part of the problem. We're talking about the people who are looking to clean up the community. If you know they're buying or whatever the case may be, you tell on all of them. Get them out of there.
That's a fact.
You get what I'm saying? That house across the street, somebody else could make better use of it.
Definitely.
Could cut the lawn and everything where you're not walking through weeds or whatever the case may be. You get what I'm saying? So that's how it starts. You got to clean up the community.
And if something goes wrong in that crib where they moving the work out of, and let's say I'm the dude coming to put the work in, I got the wrong house. Somebody going to be shooting your crib, but your grandmother's crib, thinking that that's the crib that they in. And guess what? You could have had that house shut down 3 months ago because you knew what was going on.
Exactly. Exactly.
So again, when you let one trap house pop up, here comes another one and another one. And now your neighbor is just a trap situation.
Exactly.
Nah, man. So now we know better than this, and we better people than this.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
Yep. We know, but like I said, everybody look at snitching as a negative term. Yeah. So I don't know nothing. I don't see nothing. And that's what we got to change. Right. And guess what? Hopefully this message starts that process now and people actually start doing what they need to do, which is doing the right thing and clean your community and reach out to the law enforcement that will help you do that. Because they're the ones, like you said, Ryan, they're the ones that are paid to do that. And you're paying into it with your tax money. So how about utilizing it?
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's how, like, about, I'm listening.
Yeah, that's like you pay for a gym membership, you don't go. You making Planet Fitness rich.
Absolutely.
Utilize.
And they don't even have to provide the service.
Exactly. Utilize.
You're not even utilizing the service.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, we since we know adults know what it is, even though they still run with the snitching thing, but now these conversations about what snitching is and protecting the community, these are the conversations that we should be having with our kids in the house.
Yes.
At an early age. Like you just said, the example you gave with your son. Mm-hmm. Listen, these things need to be happening in the crib regularly because there is a reward system for telling when something's being done wrong in your community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your kids are better off. You're better off. Violence isn't everywhere. Property values go up. Mm-hmm. Businesses are going to come back because if I want to open a business in the hood where Joker's getting robbed all the time, now I'm going to take my business out of the hood.
Exactly.
What I'm going to have to do is I got to take my business out the hood and probably go to the white neighborhood.
Yep.
And go to a shopping plaza and pay $2,700 a month for rent. And it's just for rent. It ain't even me owning the structure.
Exactly.
All because if I open up in my neighborhood, somebody's going to rob me.
And you know what the crazy thing is? You opening up in the neighborhood is helping the neighborhood. You're providing something that's going to help, but now you want to rob what's helping you.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Man, it was a video on a story from maybe a few years back. I hate to say the wrong city, but I think it might have been Bemore.
Mm-hmm.
It was a young female. She opened up a salon in Baltimore. I hate to use the wrong city, but just indulge me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But she opened up a salon. She doing her thing. They run up in the spot one night. They rob her.
Knows who
she knew who did it, though.
Mm.
Go to the police. Tell them, yo, Craig and them did it. I seen him. I knew the car, whatever. They like, I bet. As she got some death threats, that sort of thing. Word is born. I'm going to just say a month later, they ran up in the spot again and bodied her.
Mm.
Straight up. Man, I wish, man. I almost want to look it up right now. But and this is the thing. Like, she tried to bring business back to her community.
Yeah.
Which, of course, business coming back to the community, there's tax dollars. Tax dollars means opportunities for kids in the neighborhood. Maybe a park gets built with enough tax revenue. All that other stuff that we know benefits our neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So this no snitching clause nonsense is really much bigger than just protecting this one cat who did the nonsense that he wasn't supposed to do. Now, exactly. We're affecting everything from schools, businesses, houses,
yep,
our wealth.
Yep.
Now snitching is cool. If y'all want to call it snitching is cool, but really, you're really protecting your community and your family, and you're getting a terrorist off the street.
Exactly.
That's domestic terrorism.
Exactly. And just to piggyback off what you said too, if that community was cleaning up its neighborhoods, guess what? She probably would have never been robbed to begin with.
Exactly. Right.
Yep.
It's
a team effort.
What made this homie want to rob her? Because your situation is messed up probably
exactly.
Because of a situation you created. So you're mm-hmm. going to take from somebody else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, and again, we're still talking about what snitching does to the community.
Exactly.
Now, if I'm living in, and I mentioned this on the show last week, if I'm a have, and Craig is a have not, we can't be together. We can't commingle.
It
Craig
don't compute.
Is come get what I got every time. They don't compute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's why the hood, that's why the good guy, the good girl leaves the hood. I'm going to take my knowledge and my civility somewhere else because I can't live upon savagery.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then it goes the hood. And getting worse and worse and worse. So anybody thinking that snitching is just looking the other direction, nah, it's not. It's not as simple as, well, I didn't say anything and that's just is what it is. Nah. Every time you don't say anything, you're hurting your community. Detrimental to the mug to not say anything. And you can't blame anybody else other than ourselves because it's us protecting the criminal.
Facts.
I ain't with it.
100%, man. You tied it up in a nice little bow. Make snitching cool. That's the theme I'm going with. Make snitching cool. Make it cool. And this way, we could change the narrative and start the process of ending this crazy cycle that's going on with this life of crime.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our video, and thank you for watching this collaboration between Matter of Opinion and Ryan Hodge from RyanHodgeBooks.com. Don't forget to tune into his Level Up series every Wednesday at 7 p.m. The link is in the description. And definitely check out his website, RyanHodgeBooks.com. The man's a great writer, and at the same time will drop gems and educate us to help us better our life as a whole, deal with different situations. For those who watch this video, I hope it sheds some light and sheds some ideas on how we as a people can fix our communities. Because at the end of the day, no politician, no mayor, no president are going to change our communities. That's up to us, the individuals, to straighten out and fix our communities. And at the end of the day, it takes a village to build a community. Rome wasn't built in one day, so it's not something that's going to happen overnight. But I promise you this, if we keep at it, we will definitely fix our communities and make the hood great again. I'm Walls P. This is Matter of Opinion, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace. It's a matter of opinion.